Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a very special edition of Strategies of Success. Why is this one special? Because we're not going to tell you all these great things that you have to do. What we are going to do on this program, a very good friend of mine, is really discuss what it is that you know we're doing and why it is very important for you to do these kinds of things. And I bet you're already doing half of them. But then you do need to understand that everything you do personally, everything you do from a volunteer standpoint, everything you do from a business standpoint, all kind of molds together. And why? Because we meet very good people along the way, because you're volunteering, that means somebody else is volunteering, and that circle of influence or the law of attraction, all those kind of key words that are out there really, you know, come together. Also, I find, and I know I guess does too, is type A personalities, so people that are not just involved in one thing, but they're involved in many things. But there's a lot more that we gain from our involvement within the community rather than just meeting the right people and finding different business associates along the way. But we find our own personal growth from so many of these different kinds of activities. And it's interesting, before I had gotten to know things that I had done that he has done, and although there were similarities, we were both on stage and both on stage for different reasons, but we learned different things that in our own scenarios, they all kind of work together and work together in a very interesting manner. And maybe that is why we're meeting our guest today. Maybe that is the law of attraction working for me. So who is our guest today? Our guest today is a tax manager at Richards Witt & Charles. He is a CPA. He is Joel Ackerman. And Joel, I really want to thank you for joining us today. I know you've been on the program in the past with discussing different things, but this involvement within the community, you do that in a number of different ways that go beyond business, but it does help you from a personal standpoint and also from a business standpoint. And thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, Brian. My involvement has been twofold. In regards to, I've been on the board of EPIC Long Island, which is the Epilepsy Foundation of Long Island, and for roughly about 15 years. And then I also am involved in community theater at the Northport Community Theater in Long Island.
You know, for a guy that's playing accountant by day, theater is not exactly the hobby one would think of. One would think of something that's very known as an accountant. So you're blowing that stereotype right out the window, you know, working in the world or hobbying or volunteering in the world of creativity. So where did the stage come from? Why did you get involved in theater in the first place?
When I graduated college, I did choral music at Syracuse. And then when I came to Long Island, I was involved in the temple with regards to their high holiday services and sang in the temple choir. And then I just happened to have gone to a community show for a friend of ours, and in the playbill it had in the back that they were doing Les Mis, and that has been like one of my all-time favorite shows for many years. So when I emailed her after her show, I said, let me know when the auditions are for the next one. It happened to be that it was like the last day of auditions for their fall show. And so I came on as part of the ensemble and to get my feet wet in terms of going on stage. And it ended up being, you know, the start of a very, hopefully a long career in doing community theater.
Yeah. Oh, I know it's a load of fun, you know, because I've also, have gotten on stage on the comedy side. I sang once, but that was a lark. But comedy and then also the public speaking. There's a lot that you gain by getting on stage, as an actor, as a performer, and as being part of a team as you first got started. Do you find that is something that could translate out into the business world when you're learning how to work with everybody or certainly working with everybody on stage?
Absolutely. I, just being, I have done public speaking, for on the tax side and speaking at various groups with, just in terms of, an audience on for continuing education stuff. And, it is nerve-wracking no matter what you do in terms of getting on, in front of a group of people. And many times it's in front of people that you do not know. But as soon as, the comfort level that I've had over the years by doing that certainly helped me when I went onto the stage. And, certainly the nerves were there, but I was able to go ahead and take what I had done in the business world and had it assist me in what I was doing, in the community theater. And then on the flip side, I had also attended a kind of an inspirational speaker session a couple months ago, and this actor Michael Alasso had mentioned about to the audience to come up with a whole number of things that were talents of a great actor. And then he said, go ahead and, connect off which ones wouldn't apply in business. And there are items like connecting to the audience, good memory, your voice projection and dynamics, the passion, having a passion for what you do and showing it to your audience and that kind of thing. And there was not one item that you could take off this list and say, no, I don't need that to succeed in the business world.
Yeah, it's very interesting. People will say, why would you get on stage? Or how does that help? But you're right. All of that does. Because when you're in the business world, when you're projecting, whether you're on stage projecting information out to everybody, you're sitting across the table from a client explaining out whatever the tax situation is or any situation to anybody, but you want them to understand, for one, and you want them to agree with you after you learn their complete story. But that is, it's not acting, but it is definitely connecting with the public, whether it's one or 100. So you're 100% correct. I agree with that. Absolutely. Everything that we do on stage, everything that we're involved with a group, it is all about connecting with the audience. That makes for a good actor. It makes for a good salesperson. And most importantly, it makes for a trusted person, which is, of course, what we're all aiming for, is to be that trusted person. And even to take your risk. So when you get on stage for the first couple of times, or even at any time, what you mentioned about is having those nerves, I don't think that's a bad thing, having nerves when you get on stage, because that means you care. And isn't that what we're supposed to do all the time?
Absolutely. You get nervous, just doing, when I go to a big client meeting and I, I've been preparing for, weeks of, to present something, in the estate planning area or something, or a tax strategy, you spend a lot of time to prepare for it. And then when you're, when the light goes on and and you're sitting in that meeting, you may not be on a stage, but if you're on a phone conference with somebody, or if you're, sitting in front of them, in person, you certainly have to have that composure and the courage to go ahead and be able to take it, and relay it to your, whether it's one person or two people, the client, and be able to explain it in things in a way, similar to, on stage. You want to go ahead and try to project something out to the audience to get them to understand what is going on in that particular scene.
Absolutely. We're painting a picture. We're painting a picture that we want our audience, 1 to 100, whatever it might be, to fully immerse themselves in, understand, and be a part of. And that holds true regardless of the situation. And, we're not technically on a stage when we're sitting in a conference room or on a conference call, but we are the one that is projecting the right image. And a lot of this comes from being on stage, in theater and doing different things. I think that's wonderful. The folks that get involved in community theater, and I certainly want to stay there for a little bit, because it's I know a lot of folks that just do it, and they just do it for the fun of it because they enjoy it, and they gain all these other things there. What are all the kinds of people that you have involved with the theater? And it's in Northport.
Yeah, it's the East Northport Community Theater. And when you take a look at the full audience, the full cast, when we have our opening number or our closing number, you will see granddaughters on stage with their grandparents. I mean, we had someone in this last show that we just did. for Music Man, and there was a 4-year-old granddaughter with her, you know, I think she's almost 80-year-old grandmother, you know, on stage together, you know, singing, you know, and acting. You know, several scenes we'll have a whole, you know, we have a whole family of, you know, of 4 or 5 people on stage together, and it's great. I wished I had that opportunity to do that with my kids. I did, a little bit of when my daughter did voice lessons when she had her recital. I got a chance to, you know, sing, you know, at her recital with her in a duet. And if I had the opportunity to do something like this with her as she was growing up, it would have been, you know, so memorable. And also, there's, if you look at the type of people, it's everybody from the community in the Northport area, but we get people from all over Long Island. We have, you know, some people from Mastic, or, you know, that come, or Wading River out east, and they are, in terms of the individuals that are involved, there's a lot of teachers, there's a lot of people that are business people, there are some pension, there's a guy that does, you know, pensions in the city, there's, you know, people that sell insurance. So it's also a great place to network. I mean, I've gotten, you know, I've answered some questions tax-wise just, you know, sitting in while we're waiting to go on for rehearsal.
Yeah, you mentioned a few industries in there that are certainly complementary to what it is that you are doing. And the teachers, you know, it's funny, and you know, I love teachers. I think they're all fantastic. But if you go to a parent-teacher night, sometimes they're... confidence level may drop a little bit or changes kind of differently.
Right.
You know, it's one thing talking to kids, it's another thing talking to parents, and I've seen a few changes. There was one teacher, and again, I think teachers are terrific, so we'll preface this one, but I had mentioned to my son, I was like, yeah, you got a lot of ums and ahs and filler words that get thrown in over there. He goes, no, he's a great speaker. I was like, well, it depends on the audience. So being involved in community theater is a great way to get comfortable in a number of different situations. And even, you know, the acting, singing. So it seems like you have a whole ensemble out there. There's a lot of folks that are singing that may not be singers. So now they're being pushed beyond that zone also.
Yeah, our director, Jim Redding, and Betty Silver, who's the one that runs it, and Donna, you know, they get these kids, and a lot of them, you know, the bulk of our show are kids, you know, and but you know, some of the, you know, that have, and they're all, you know, most of them are in like the Northport, you know, middle school or high schools, and you can tell there's one, you know, there are a few people that they are destined to go, you know, further in their acting career, and I wouldn't be surprised if several of these people end up on Broadway. Just from the demeanor that they have gotten, and you know, and now that I've done 5 shows, you know, I've seen the improvement from the first show I did with them to now they're almost ready to graduate and go off to college, and it really is great to see how just being involved in these people's, you know, lives, because they wouldn't be doing these shows if we didn't have a community that's coming together to put it together for them.
And it makes you feel good. Is it from your involvement with helping everybody along? It just makes you feel good. And that smile carries through in all kinds of other places. And people want to know why you're so happy. And you're so happy because you're helping, participating in such great things. I think it's absolutely wonderful. The theater has a number of shows that are continuously going on. So people want to get involved and people want to go down to see a show, for one, but also to audition for the various shows. Where would they go?
It's at the Laurel Avenue School in Northport. It is their administrative building, and we do the show in there. It was a middle school way back, and once it became an administrative building, the auditorium wasn't really used, so we were able to take advantage of it. And we have 2 shows a year, one in the 2 weeks before Thanksgiving in November, and we start right after the September start of school for our fall show, and then for the spring we start auditions in early March, and the show is around Mother's Day, the first 2 weekends in May, give or take.
Sounds great.
And there are 6 shows each time.
Yeah, and to get involved in something like this is just absolutely phenomenal. It's great being on stage, being a part of a whole team, being involved with the community, standing in front of your friends, and doing something that's a little bit different. Yeah, and I think it's incredibly phenomenal, you know, that you are doing that. And you're right. It does create some sort of a networking event also. You just never know. Never know who you're going to meet, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Never know. you're also involved with another organization, very involved with another organization, and that is EPIC. I want to give a little background on that one, and you're involved in so many different places, and it's good to be busy, but being busy with a purpose, a true meaning, is really super important.
Yeah, the EPIC Long Island, which was formerly the Epilepsy Foundation of Long Island, but I have been on the board, has to be about over 15 years now, and I got involved with it when I was working at Holtz Rubinstein, and one of the partners there had an event, and it turned out I have epilepsy, I as soon as I heard that he was on the board of the organization, I got involved, and it's kind of interesting because I had never known about the organization the whole time that I was living on Long Island. I grew up on Long Island my whole life, and until I was working in a company that had somebody actually on their board. So I got involved with their golf committee and dinner committees, and then as soon as I moved on to other things, I was able to become a board member. And it's an organization that covers not just epilepsy, it covers autism, it covers, developmentally disabled. And we have 17 or 18 group homes, and we also just had a recent merger of a alcohol and rehab center on the South Shore. We have our main offices in East Meadow. We had actually just purchased our building a few years ago. And, now it's got a full-service mental health institute and a little, shop that's run by the day program, for like a snack bar kind of thing. So it's really great. And I'm also very involved in their community service. We go out into the schools and we do a puppet show that's called Kids on the Block. It's actually a national program that's done by the Epilepsy Foundation. And there's, two puppets, and they go over, to the little kids about what epilepsy is, what happens when, someone has a seizure and the misconceptions. And then they also have a teen program that goes out to the high schools.
It seems like public speaking, being on stage, definitely is a big part of both of those, where you're out there, and this time, of course, you're on stage, or the puppeteers are on stage, for a purpose to explain something, but goes back to the same thing. Connecting with the audience, being entertaining, and also delivering that message.
Absolutely.
So the folks that are going out to the different school systems, are these people with epilepsy, or are there volunteers within the organization?
We have our community educator, Janet Romeo, and then she has some other people on her staff that goes to them. I actually have one of the practice puppets in my in my home, trying to go and do that, be part of their little show that they go and do that as well. And hopefully in the near future, I'll get that opportunity as well. I've been to several. Because as my kids were growing up, I had to, do the puppet show at their schools. And it's great. It really is. In terms of just getting the word out. And it's the one area that is not funded by the state. So this program needs the fundraising efforts that we go through when we do our golf outing in the summer and our dinner gala that we have in sometime during the wintertime.
Right. Now, that is certainly something. So, what else do you do? You got the gala?
We do a golf outing, the dinner, and then we also do a walk in the fall. We do it at Eisenhower Park. We just did it last October. And it's great because you're walking with a lot of people from the group homes. You're doing, and from the community, and it gets everybody, raise awareness about the stigmatisms of epilepsy, or this, some of these other constituents that we service.
Yeah, but also bring up it helps to raise awareness. But you also find out about the other folks that have been diagnosed with epilepsy, autism, and the list goes on, that are out there that are dealing with whatever their challenges are and moving forward from that. I mean all these things, and I got my own involvement with a few charities too. One of the questions come up, has it changed you? you know, has whatever this disease changed you? You know, I mean, the answer to that is an absolute yes. It has changed somebody. But I wonder sometimes, you know, does it change you for in a positive manner? Not 100% positive, but in a positive manner. Will you become much more aware of other people? Will you become much more involved? And it seems like for you, your involvement, you know, has been tremendous, and you're really getting a chance to go out there and help people. So, being diagnosed, you know, with epilepsy, has it made you in some ways, let's say, a better person?
Yeah, in terms of being able to, there are people that say that, you know, they survived, you know, cancer, survived, you know, some of the, you know, horrible, you know, diseases that, you know, and situations that are out there. I mean, in my case, I am a quote survivor, yes, but, you know, I didn't have the, you know, the significant, you know, form of epilepsy. And, you know, once I was in high school, I kind of outgrew a lot of it, but it does certainly, you know, I mean, you know, when I started my job, I let people know that I have epilepsy, and then, you know, you're always out there, you know, I didn't drink alcohol because of the medications I was on. You know, I mean, I couldn't risk having a seizure that then would cost me my license for a period of time, because on Long Island, there's, you know, public transportation is not the easiest thing when you're working from, traveling from Comac to Garden City. You know, so it provided me a way of saying, okay, well, you know, in terms of who I was very early on, you know, it was, I just didn't get involved with, you know, with some of that stuff because of the medical situation, and being able to tell people, you know, that are going through, you know, having seizure disorder, they may think, you know what, I can't, you know, get a full-time job because I never know if I'm going to have a seizure, or I don't know what's going to happen. And the answer to that is, yes, you can. You can educate your coworkers. You could have, you know, the foundation would be happy to come in and tell people, you know, what to do in case of a seizure. We have plenty of brochures that we send out to people. And being able to educate the, you know, first responders, or, you know, to make it more comfortable for you, because you may not have another seizure for 6 months. So to not go ahead and work because of the you may have a seizure is kind of a negative connotation that there's no reason to have. And that's the kind of thing that I could easily, you know, in talking to people, I, you know, early on, you know, starting working, yeah, that was a concern, but I was able to work, and then in the end, I ended up not having a seizure for the last, you know, many years. So it ended up being, if I was still home, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today.
Right. And what you're doing today is a great example of anything. You can do anything. You know, the fact that you're, like, you know, on stage with the theater, you're meeting some great people that are out there. And I love that story about the four-year-old and the grandmother. I mean, you think about the family connections that get created, and those family memories. Just absolutely, you know, incredible. And then the business people that you meet. Same thing with, you know, with Epic. With the golf outing, obviously that's a great time for all the businesses to come together, and you find out a lot more about people, about who they truly are. And doesn't that, you know, isn't that such a big factor when it comes to the folks that we want to work with? You know, it's not so much as, you know, everybody is an expert in their area, and you expect people to have that knowledge, but you really want to find out who they are. And then by them being involved with the gala, with the golf outing, with the walk, and sponsoring these different things, which is being there for the different events and helping you to promote these things, you truly find out who people are. And that, of course, is incredibly important.
Yeah. And you also, it's a way of giving back, because, you know, if somebody's doing a walk for their kid and, you know, in some other, you know, charity, you know, and they approach me, and, you know, there's a give and a take on both sides. I mean, I would by all means, you know, give to another one, and knowing that, you know, he's going to go ahead and at some time possibly, you know, help me with my charity. And I really enjoy the involvement on both ends. You know, even with, you know, with the theater and with Epic, because it's something that keeps me, you know, not to say it keeps me sane, but, you know, I put in a lot of hours at work, especially during the tax season time. But even during the time that I'm going crazy, you know, with deadlines, that evening that I, you know, I'll leave here at 6 o'clock and get to the theater at 7, you know, by 7:30. And it's just the singing and the, you know, the learning of the different scenes just kind of takes me out of what I needed to do work-wise, and then I'm refreshed for the next day.
Right. It's a release. Isn't it like some sort of mental release? Thinking about, oh, the stress of being on stage, or, oh, my, what if I miss a line up someplace, or what if people don't like me? You know what? All those things are out there. You just flat out out there. But when you're on stage, you got the spotlight on you, or you as the whole choir, or as the whole ensemble, it doesn't matter. The outside world kind of disappears. And it is a great, healthy, super release when you wind up meeting people that are looking to do maybe something different or accomplish something a little bit different, but they're having a great time in the moment and everybody's together as one. And that is just a great, that is a great feeling.
Absolutely. I mean, the you know, when we're doing a, you know, a show and you have a full audience, obviously it's great to see. But, you know, one of the first shows that we did, you know, that I was involved in, was a little bit of a, it was the show Carnival. And, you know, the audience was not as full as the, when we did Les Mis and Fiddler on the Roof. Even though there may have been only 20 people in the audience, they had a good time. And it didn't matter. So, you know, or even when we do, when we're doing our, like, dress rehearsals and all we have are the parents of the kids that are on stage that are just, you know, in the theater because they're going to take the kids home, you know, you're entertaining them too. And it's just, and they enjoy seeing what they're doing on stage. And it's, you know, whether you got 5 people or 400 people, obviously we like packed, nights every day, you know, for each show. But the reality is it doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah, it's all about seeing those smiles on the faces. It's all about connecting with the audience, whether it's a business audience, a personal audience, and or a walk when everybody's out there, you know, having a good time and doing something and feeling positive. It's all great stuff. Joel, I think what you're doing within the community and the business side of things, I don't even get into your resume, but you've won all kinds of awards, which you know, which everybody else should know. Joel's won all kinds of awards. Great talent on the tax side of things. Somebody you should definitely reach out to with any questions that way, of course, with the whole company. But, you know, with everything that you are doing, do you find that it just really helps you meet the right people along the way that fulfill even different needs, sometimes emotional, sometimes personal friends, you know, on the business side of things? And I apologize, we only have about 2 minutes left, though, because that's a big question, the 2 minutes, but with everything that you do, are you finding that you just are running across the right people for you at the moment?
Yes, because even, you know, with the theater, they, you know, someone may have a, you know, a son or a daughter that's looking for an internship, and then all of a sudden I'll go ahead and pick up the phone and talk to somebody who's a banker in the city, and then I'll connect them. It really doesn't matter where you're involved in. If you can make connections, even at Epic, I'm talking with people who are at Wells Fargo or at Bessemer Trust, big organizations. And you never know who needs who. And it doesn't matter. You know, my ears are always open. And if I hear somebody has a need, they're going for a mortgage, want a second opinion, I'm then going ahead and picking up the phone and saying to, you know, a friend of mine, you know, at the theater, saying, hey, wait a minute, so I have a client that's actually, you know, in your neck of the woods. Does your bank do this? And it's just a way of, things always tend to come back. And to me, I've always been a giver. And at some point, and I've gotten things, you know, certainly in the past, but it's things do come around full circle, and that's why I really like doing what I do.
And it shows. It shows in everything that you do. That is the greatest part of the whole thing. It shows. You're helping them. They're helping you. Everybody's doing the right thing. It's a beautiful thing. Hey, Joel, thank you so much for joining us today. I think it's great. I look forward to seeing you at a walk, at a golf outing, at a gala, on stage. Oh, and yeah, we're speaking to the correct client about your text and your knowledge over there also. So thanks again for joining us, Joel.
Thank you. And have a good holiday.
Take care. Thank you, sir. You too. Thank you. Hey, you know, Joel says it doesn't matter. Oh, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're involved in. That's what doesn't matter. It's a matter of being in the moment, though, when you are doing whatever it is, whether it's a walk that you're supporting for, you know, your charity or for EP, a gala event that you're attending. They're on stage with people. You know, be in the moment. Be involved with people and connect with that audience, the audience that's in front of you sitting in the seats, and those, of course, that are around you. Connections come from a million and one different places. Sometimes they're business, sometimes they're personal. Sometimes it's just connecting with the community to help you become much more centered as to who you are. It helps you understand who you are and where you should be going. The strategies of success for today is live absolutely in the moment and be involved with your community. My name is Brian Cohen. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. That was Joel Ackerman. You can find him. We got the links for everything. He's out there. He's terrific, and he's involved. So should you be.